What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, you guys. It's great. It's Monday. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Do you remember on Friday or maybe Thursday, you did a story about McDonald's. It's like there's some onion slices that have been traced back to some farm down south, and there's like a E. coli, has a food poison. But one of the things you said that sort of stuck with me all weekend was, a lot of times we're affected by food that we eat and you don't even realize it. It's a headache or just a slightly upset stomach.
Lots of signs of some kind of food poison that you don't even put together.
Right.
And exactly. It's not immediate. And so you go, why do I have a headache? Or,
yeah.
Or you get, you know.
Sure. Whatever little symptom.
Back end trouble, but it's not dramatic. So you just go,
Yeah, whatever. Right. Take a few aspirin, beat back that headache, whatever.
So what are you getting at?
Well, I want to say the only thing I ate that was that came in from outside the house yesterday was a salad bag, and it's not my friend. I mean, it is my friend because salad bags are so easy and nice, and I use them literally all the time. For dinner yesterday at 3 p.m., I had I toasted up a tortilla. I want you to be able to understand me, follow along. I took a tortilla. And I put it out on the skillet, heated it up, and it got all puffed up. And then I took a Caesar salad bag, made the bag, put the Caesar salad, wrapped it up, ripped off the extra tortilla, and ate that. That's totally normal thing. I do it.
Peace. So it's a salad burrito?
Yes, that's why I call it a wrap, because nobody wants that in their burrito, but it's just salad.
That's it? Just salad?
Just salad.
No dressing?
No dressing. Yes, dressing. Yes, dressing, no.
Wait, no meat?
No dressing, or?
Yes, dressing. No meat. It's just a salad bag. It's like a Caesar salad bag. I don't put in the croutons. I don't need those. You can keep them. Oh, garlicky. I take this lettuce, the cheese, a little bit of the dressing, mix it up, put it in a tortilla. I'll heat it up, wrap it up. Snack away. Snack.
Snack.
Snack. So, all is well in the world. I've had my light dinner. I like to have a light dinner. It's kind of bland. I don't know. There's
okay,
not
so
a lot
you don't
to
feel
it.
Well.
Yeah, so
that's where we're going now.
I thought I would be okay. Like I got up, you know, I get up at 3 and I'd been up at 1:30 and had a situation. And then but then I was fine. I felt completely fine. I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. Went back to bed for an hour and a half. Got up at 3. I'm all right. Feels good. Drink my coffee like it's nothing. And I get in the car and start driving in and I'm like, uh-oh, I got to hurry up and get to work. Uh-oh. So today, you will be experiencing my incredible acting skills. I'm going to act like, and only you people, you pre-6 a.m. faithful. You're the only ones who are going to know about this. Unless, of course, I go, Vinny, I got to run midway through a break. And then somebody might know.
Well, I got off the elevator and smelt something and was like, this is really bad. So now I know.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. No.
All right. If you say so. Didn't you just say that you have?
Yes.
And you went to the bathroom here.
I know I had to.
Oh my God.
I know it's so awful.
Sarah's a delicate flower.
I literally am. It was actually roses. No smell at all.
Yeah.
I think you were smelling the men's room.
Yeah, that's possible.
I can tell you were smelling
it. It's very stinky in there.
Yeah.
It like clings to you.
Like you're wearing it
I
when you
feel
like
leave. When I leave there, I have to like, I don't know, Febreze or something.
Maybe there should be like one of those air blades, you know, where you've, when they disinfect people, they wash them and then, oh, like, or like a car, right? The air blades that they used to.
Yeah.
You want to hear something totally?
Yes. Yes. 100%. Yes.
I just thought of it. So I was explaining to my kids at dinner. I forget how we got on the subject of all my many nicknames, but I was saying, I was listing them. I'm Connie and Bonnie and Cool Breeze. And
yeah, you're not that. No one's, I've never.
Vinfro.
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 I've never heard anyone call him that, but for years he's just, I'm Vinfro.
Forever. Anyway.
Makes up his own nicknames.
My daughter starts calling me Febreze, and I'm like, knock it off.
Febreze. Oh, that's great. La, 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 la.
Yeah. And I go, knock it off. That's not the nickname. And she goes, okay, Febreze.
Yes.
That's how nicknames work, Vin.
And I'm like,
you don't get to pick your nicknames.
Listen.
Listen, you listen, Febreze.
I love it.
My God.
This kid's awesome.
Yep.
I'm like, you...
La, 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 la.
I like Febreze. It's a good nickname. La, 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 la.
I just thought, anyway, that's when you said that, I went, hey, there's a way off of the caca stories.
Yeah.
All right, Febreze. So listen.
Oh, go ahead.
The World Series, I realize we're not in it.
Yes.
But on Friday night, that might have been one of the more exciting things that's happened in sport in I don't know how long.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Like, they went to extra innings. Oh. Then the bases were loaded. And then the dude who comes up with bases loaded hits a grand slam.
Oh, how exciting.
Like, you don't want...
Which team?
It was the Dodgers, well, who we don't want to win. Mm. But I'm watching it going, oh, my God, that was... It's what you watch sports for. It's what
That's the biggest moment.
In the moment goes, this is what you, when you're in Little League and you dream, you wouldn't even think to dream this big, that you are in the World Series and hit the game winning.
Clinching grand slam.
And the cool thing is they walk the guy before him to get to him. So the other team's like, this guy, we don't have to worry about him. We'll walk the guy ahead of him. We'll get him out.
Amazing. Like, just holy
crap.
That's
clutch.
Yeah, it was really like, that's what sport is right there. Yeah. Like, just those moments where that could have ended in a strikeout.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Should have ended
yes.
in a strikeout.
Well, 9 times out of 10, it does end in a strikeout.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Niners won.
Dun, da, da, da,
and by
da, da,
the way,
da, 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 da.
Your Pats won.
Yeah, I know.
They beat the Jets.
And
Aaron Rodgers just...
I know. I said to John, I go, I know you want us to lose, but I really want to beat the Jets. He goes, I know, me too.
Well,
hate
you
Aaron
did.
Rodgers. Oh, but so our new, we had like our rookie quarterback had to play, and then he got hurt. He was doing really well.
Drake May, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute, young guy.
Cute.
And then, yeah, he's cute.
Nobody's cuter than
cute?
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, they are. He was never that cute.
What are you talking about?
He's just
like a supermodel.
No.
You ever see that picture of him holding a lamb?
Eyes are a little too close together.
No,
holding a lamb? What are you talking about?
Look it up. Look it up.
Are you sure it's not a baby goat?
Whatever it is, no, I don't think it was a goat. I think he was holding a lamb.
Just to be more handsome? No.
It's really, really cute.
I think his eyes are too close together.
He got in trouble. Do you have that story?
No, no, no. What do you got? Tell me.
You know, this is... Listen, if you have sensitive ears, if you're quick to be outraged, you should not listen to this next 2 minutes, okay? Because I don't know how this comes about. Years ago, actually, let me go all the way back.
Okay.
I know a term that I used as a kid that I always considered to be about hyperactivity. If you were a spaz, you were hyperactive.
That's my brother's nickname. He has it sewn onto jerseys.
Okay. So for me, that had nothing to do with someone's mental ability or capabilities or lack thereof.
They were just one of those out of control kids.
That was just one of those terms used to describe someone who was hyperactive. We used it on each other regularly. He said that in a broadcast and people lost their minds.
Oh,
and because apparently to a particular, and I don't know if it's East Coast, West Coast, I don't know where that term got associated with someone who's mentally deficient. I don't even know the term that's okay to say anymore, but
I know.
But that is what they assumed he meant. And I thought, I think people of a certain age see it the same way I do.
Right. It's just sort of someone who's kind of out of control and flailing around.
Yeah.
And
hyperactive.
Yeah.
And yet.
I think it has to do with, is it a Tourette's thing where you have spasms or spasmodic?
Spastic is what it's
spastic?
Short for. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Anyway,
I didn't
he said that on
it.
His
Who,
broadcast.
Who's, which game was he calling?
Or, he was calling the Buffalo Bills game, and he called the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills that word, and then people just went after him.
So we're all about to learn something.
Okay, let's tell me.
Spaz
everything.
Is a shortened form of the word spastic, which has a medical term for cerebral palsy.
Oh,
so
it's just it's insulting, and it's not something you would want to throw. It's like the R word. Like my whole life growing up, that's what everybody called everybody else. And then we got, you know, sensitive to that. And the people who it was hurting said so.
Well, anyway,
I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, I don't either. But that was what happened to Tom. That's came up randomly and like through the Drake Mays, handsome. But that's another little story
so
there.
So will he do sensitivity training and apologize and then
back? I don't think it's going to be, I don't think he's fired or in trouble or anything. But I do think that, look, I've gotten sensitive to words. There's words that I didn't know their origins. To be specific, you said cracker means someone who holds the whip.
Yeah.
I thought that just meant a white guy with no style. So I didn't, you know.
It means that too.
Well, I'm just saying.
It just depends who's wielding it.
I'd never heard the you know, the guy with the whip. Like, yeah, what?
I remember when I moved here from New York City for the show, I think our program director, John Peake, pulled me aside at least three or four times in my first month to inform me of words that I was using that I didn't know were offensive.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I come from this world of New York radio where, like, anything flew.
Mm.
I think that there's a lot of things now that I have to consider the origins of. And if I don't know, I find myself turning left because I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
I just don't. And it's,
you don't know till you know.
You might even hear me catch a word sometimes as I'm about to say something, and I'll stop and just find another one because I'm not sure of the origins.
I just don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble for me or for the station. And, you know, I just want to, like uplift people and have fun like that. I feel like that's my job, and I don't want to bum anybody out or say the wrong thing. I think one of the hardest transitions I've had to make, or that I'm currently in the middle of still making, is the pronoun thing. Like, I don't want to bum anybody out. And if you have a specific set of pronouns that you want used for you, I'm going to try to use those. But I think that all we can do is try with all of this stuff. And that when we make mistakes and they're pointed out and we're sorry for them, and we go to try again, I think that should be enough. I mean, people, one thing can damn you. In this day and age, it goes crazy on the internet, and then you become that person who said that one thing, and it can be the end of you.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't want that.
I don't think that's where that's headed, but it was certainly.
No, I know.
But
it is like that, you know? There'll be people who are like, I'll never listen to him. I'll mute the TV while I'm watching the games he's calling. Or something. I don't know.
But anyway,
he's
going
to give up any of his money or anything.
Tommy's deal over the weekend got him sick. You know, hey, broadcasting. Welcome to it, kid. Yeah.
Live broadcasting. I wonder how many seconds of delay they have, or if any.
I don't think they have delay with the live football broadcast, because when somebody curses on the field, it goes over.
Yeah, definitely hurts the F words.
Well,
maybe they can't because of a betting thing. Or,
you know,
something.
One of the things that was cool, and this is just a me thing, I realize, you know, we're talking to the Giants fans of America and they're not Dodgers fans, but the second game of, did you see both games?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of both, yeah.
I wasn't locked into the whole thing either. Ice Cube comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-game. And I know that this is difficult because I've done it. Been down on the ground in a big filled stadium. There's at least a 3-second delay. You just can't even believe they want to try it. But he did two songs pre-game on the field, and it was actually really bitching.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool. Did you think that was cool?
I loved it. I mean, I that's just, and it was, you know, whatever. I know I'm an A's fan, so I like the Dodgers because I don't like the Giants. But it was very L.A., and it was a cool way for L.A. to say, hey, this is us.
Oh, you can
now,
even
how,
see
how
those,
the Yankees going to, you know, respond.
Yeah. Even the Yankees in their dugout with the cameras, they're bopping their heads and feeling it. And I thought, that is so rad.
It's the World
it
Series.
It really went well. So there's another game tonight to compete with Monday Night Football. So we'll see what people choose.
Right. Well,
I'm
going to
watch baseball.
It's a great series. I mean, these are the two. I mean, and Otani's going to be playing the third guy.
Yeah, even though he's hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, the nice thing about the world today, other than you could get canceled for the drop of any word, is that you can tape one and watch the other, or you can pause one, flip to another channel, go back.
Or watch them both at the same time.
You can.
Sometimes
split,
I do that.
You know, screen in screen, or whatever that's called, picture in picture. Yeah. Or just have your laptop open with one going. I mean, Jesus, what can't we do these days? It's amazing.
Oh, here's, I just opened the text. How cool was Ice Cube rapping before the game? Felt like East Coast, West Coast drama. Who will rap in NYC? I don't know, but they might be scrambling.
That'll be really fun.
Hello, is Jay-Z there?
I'm busy with the NFL. Click.
That's what you just nailed who I said. I was thinking in my head, who could they pull out that could rival that? And I was like, Jay-Z.
There's only one.
Like, really? Because you're not pulling a Diddy out. You're right.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
You want to one up the West Coast? That's the guy who can do it. Otherwise, meh. Anyway.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. All right, let's roll.
Okay.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to play a song here, and we'll be right back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.